You're listening to On Call with George Barakat.
Welcome to On Call. This podcast is all about the modern approach to healthcare. I'm not a doctor, but I am the CEO and co-founder of Jack Nathan Health Clinics. And over the course of these podcasts, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience about health so that I can help you live your best life. So today I'll be speaking with Michael DeCesare. He's the Vice President of Business Development at Jack Nathan Health. Michael has over 18 years C-suite technology industry experience. Michael is responsible for clinic growth and strategic growth at Jack Nathan Health. And overall, on a personal note, when I need something done or the corporation needs something done, we send in Michael DeCesare. Thanks for being here, Michael.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mike, let's get right into it. What's your role at Jack Nathan Health?
Primarily, I work on the clinic design side with my other executive leaders like yourself and our president, finalizing designs for our prototypes as we expand. My other role would be physician recruitment and development, so seeking out physicians across the country and ensuring that we have a full funnel of doctors ready to fill the locations as we expand. And also vendor relations is a key piece of my responsibility where we continually reach out and look for new interesting specialists and vendor programs that will complement our practice, offering our patients a comprehensive multidisciplinary approach.
What are some of the additional healthcare services that we put in and you find and obviously, welcome to the family of Jack Nathan Health Medical Services.
Typically, we look for strategic programs that are an automatic fit from a referral stream to help complement the doctors. For instance, cardiology programs, diagnostic imaging laboratories. We work with leading blood labs. Those will be three core ones that are having referrals on a regular basis that patients need on an ongoing basis. So we try to have those programs readily available.
That's very interesting that you said referral, actually, because you can't get to those referrals without having the doctor that is the base. And at Jack Nathan Health, and I'm sure you would agree with this, having the doctor at the forefront really opens up those conversations. Could you maybe go into a little more detail about how the doctor is integrated and define what allied health means to somebody that doesn't know that term? But I guess more importantly, what does it mean for a patient to have not just the doctor in the clinic, but more importantly, the doctor and all of those specialist services that are coordinated around allied health?
Sure. So primarily, how do we achieve this? By having leading physicians both offering walk-in clinic and family practice and telemedicine and virtual care. So through those mediums, our physicians are able to treat patients either in clinic or externally. We then continue to develop the relationships with our allied health partners, which include three that I mentioned, laboratory, diagnostic imaging, cardiology. But others that we offer are like med spa services, which could be used for either treating chronic illnesses through injections or through any other services that someone might be looking for in that vertical.
But you also include the retailer, right? And the allied health program. Like Walmart is included in every discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Once we bring the clinic to and literally getting all of the stakeholders, the pharmacy, the store managers on side, that has to be an important role. And do you find that difficult at times?
Just to take a step back, you are correct. Once we do have our team solidified for any particular location, we do something that's called an allied health team meeting. And that brings all of the stakeholders to the table, which would be obviously our executive team, our physician team, where we have strategic vendor partners, they'll be included. And then we include our other partners like Walmart, the Walmart pharmacy team, the operations team that run the stores. Because we co-locate and we're all in one big ecosystem, we really ensure that right out of the gate, everybody knows what their roles and responsibilities are. We also help try to mitigate any issues if there's any kind of maintenance issues or any issues down the road, that everybody knows who each other is and they follow the procedures that we've established, which helps streamline the process and make sure everybody's happy.
So bottom line is you're on top of it. I love hearing that. Michael, what is the growth goal in your eyes for Jack Nathan Health? What do you see?
Well, I mean, I see tremendous opportunity for Jack Nathan, not only in Canada, but globally. now being with the company for 10 years.
Is that how long it's been, 10 years?
Oof. It has been 10 years. And I've been able to see us grow from 18 clinics when I started to 75-plus clinics here in Canada, with our growth in Mexico and other markets to be announced in the near future. We've enjoyed significant growth. But we still have a long way to go because, obviously, we have significant growth opportunities within Canada and abroad. And I really see that as we get bigger and better as a company and we introduce some of our new tools that will really encompass the entire patient experience, it really doesn't matter if you're a patient in Canada or Mexico or China or the United Kingdom. We use the same methodology for treating everyone. We put the patient at the front of the line, and everything is about a positive patient experience. And of course, with qualified physicians and vendor partners to support those patients. So I really see huge opportunity for growth in continuing on our strategy that we have in place today and just keep opening more locations throughout the globe.
So almost like Jack Nathan Health becoming the global brand that everybody could, when they travel or if they're in another country or even in Canada, when you see our Jack Nathan Health logo, you understand that you're going to get the most consistent quality healthcare experience. So, Michael, what are some of the pitfalls that you're hoping to avoid? I mean, you're at the forefront. You're there rolling out these clinics. I mean, I don't know anyone that takes more incoming from, you know, the different stakeholders than you, but what do you see as maybe some of the shortcomings in the future in healthcare?
Well, I can say that this year, collectively, our entire team was dealt a significant pitfall.
Boy, was it ever.
And it was called COVID-19. And thankfully, I'm happy to report, our business stayed operational, our doors were open, and we continue to serve Canadians and patients alike in all the markets we operate. But COVID-19 did introduce some new challenges where most physicians and vendor partners are trying to keep their existing businesses afloat. We were dealt a few challenges because we had some new clinics opening, and we had a harder than usual time on securing the medical team that we needed. I am happy to announce that we did pull it all together at the end of the ninth inning, and we opened successfully with our team in place. But
you're referring to Kelowna, our newest opening in Kelowna, British Columbia, and you know what? You're absolutely correct, and it literally took an army. Almost the old saying, "It takes a village to get it done." We did, and I can imagine what it's going to be like in the future if there's another lockdown or pandemic. Thankfully, we've learned a lot. You've learned a lot. Jack Nathan as a whole has learned a lot. And I think we're well positioned to move forward. And, you know, hopefully if there's a second wave or a second pandemic or something unforeseen, we're on the front lines. And I know you know that. Yes. Michael, listen, how do you encourage, and this is a big one, because I know you can speak to this all day, how do you encourage practitioners to join the Jack Nathan vision of multidisciplinary healthcare? So in a nutshell, how do you recruit?
We use many methods of recruitment. As you're aware, we attend on an annual basis the two major medical events that happen here in Canada. One is called PrimeMed. The other one is called FMF. So other than this year, we have attended those shows on an annual basis for the last 8-plus years. And those two events alone represent more than 60% of active physicians in the country attend these events. So we set up in the trade show, we have a booth, and we network over the duration of those events. That's one mechanism we use for recruitment. And that tends to open us up to a large audience and allow people to know who we are. Additionally, we work with all electronic means of recruitment, like using tools like LinkedIn and other agencies that offer job postings. We also do digital ads across the country on various different recruitment digital forums.
But besides all the recruitment actual tools, it really is a relationship-driven arrangement where the doctor really has to like where they're going.
I agree.
Relocating inside the Walmart space, the Jack Nathan clinics within Walmart. And more importantly, I would say it has a lot to do with you. If the doctors don't like that front face, you know, they're not coming. We all know that for physicians, and I know this firsthand, and I'm sure you do too, it really is about providing better health care. We're very fortunate, and I'm sure that's because you pick a lot of the physicians that come into our fold, that our physicians really are in this for the right reason. They want to provide the best quality health care possible. And I think that in combination with how we design the clinics and the relationships we have with physicians, thanks to yourself, we're fortunate enough to be able to say that we get some of the top quality physicians in Canada. Would you say that?
I do agree. I mean, our selection process is very stringent. We pride ourselves on working with the best of breed physicians and vendor partners across the country. I am happy to announce that so far we've done a good job, and we see a lot of patients. I believe pre-COVID, we saw just under 2 million patients across the country, and we are hopeful to, in 2021 and beyond, to continue on that framework. And just to come back and highlight a few of the things you indicated, why they pick us. I mean, like you know, we introduced a barrier-free medical clinic environment across the country. We have ample free parking. We also use low-tech devices to turn patients' downtime to uptime, where when they're waiting to see our doctor, they can use one of those paddle pagers and shop the store while they wait.
You mean a paddle pager like you'd pick up in a restaurant?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So a low-tech device allows the patient to shop around the store and not wait in the clinic, frustrated that the doctor might be running a little bit behind, so they turn their downtime to uptime. That is one very, very cool tool that we get complimented by patients time and time again.
You've had a hand in designing a lot of these clinics with your design team, and I've seen quite a few of them, obviously. Yes. Would you say they are more than state-of-the-art, but very attractive space for a physician?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we pride ourselves, and as you're aware, because you sign off on the budgets, we build a very bright, airy, top-of-the-line clinic. I know that's a very overused word, but I mean, we have chandeliers in our waiting areas. We use airport-style waiting chairs. We don't spare any expense when it comes to millwork manufacturing. We really, truly put the patient experience at the forefront of what we do.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing. Mike, I'm going to ask you one last question, and feel free to elaborate. What are you most passionate about in this process? What really drives you? What gives you satisfaction?
I mean, there's a lot of things, but if I had to single out something, I mean, the reward that I get is when we successfully open a new location and you see the smiles on the patients and also even our partners that it's open and they're open for business. That's truly the most gratifying thing that I get in my job, because as you know, we start planning the development of some clinics 2.5 years in advance. A lot of work goes into designing a clinic, building a clinic, getting it ready for the doctors and the patients. So when the clinic physically opens, that is the most rewarding thing that I have in my role, because we've done it. It's open for business, and then we move on to the next, and we just keep replicating this. And
would you say the doctors are pleased as well when the clinic opens?
Yeah, of course, of course. Everybody on the team is happy, and our doctors love the clinics. They love the work environment. Remember, doctors will spend 10, 12 hours a day in the clinic day. Some doctors are working 6-7 day shifts. So we also try to make sure that the experience for the doctor and the staff is pleasant. So we're not building these state-of-the-art clinics just for patients, but we're building them for doctors and staff too, because everybody has to be happy when they're working.
How do you think the patient feels when they're walking into the Jack Nathan Health clinics, when, you know, they see, you know, beautiful space? Obviously the doctors are happy. You know, we know that. However, you know, I've had quite a bit of experience speaking with patients when they come into our multidisciplinary clinics. They enjoy the atmosphere. They understand that they're going to get the best quality health care. But more importantly, I think they're most happy about the one-stop shop experience, where they can, as you mentioned, take a paddle page or walk around the store. get their groceries done, do some shopping, maybe hit the nail salon in Walmart, and at 5 minutes before their turn to see a doctor, they've got a paddle pager, they get paged, have their interaction, and the pharmacy's 10 steps away. Tell me about some of the patient experiences.
Well, I'm happy to announce. I mean, like if we take Kelowna as an example, we opened on Thursday, September 24th, and moments after we opened the doors for business, we had our first patient, and he walked in, and you see the smile on his face, and he's like, "Wow, this clinic is beautiful." So that's what we're trying to achieve. We want people to feel comfortable. We pride ourselves on having clean, professional clinics. We have a mandate, as you're well aware, that we don't tape anything anywhere on our walls. We use proper holders for all of our communications. So we really try to keep the message to the patient clean, concise. It's a warm, inviting environment. And, I mean, Kelowna is just one example, but we literally, every time we open a clinic, we have many patients that comment on how beautiful the clinics look. So, you know, that's a testament to the teamwork that I bring, you bring, and the rest of the executive team bring to ensure that we're building clean, professional, state-of-the-art clinics. And as long as we have great doctors, which we do, patients will keep coming back, and Jack Nathan will be a household name around the globe one day in the near future.
So, Michael, you know what? Just emphasizing that, you know, I love your passion. I love what you bring to the table. It's all about the patient experience at the end of the day. We're really building these locations with the patient in mind, with the physician's needs in mind as well. And you know what? So happy that you're carrying on in that role. And we look forward to opening up the next 100, 200 clinics in Canada and beyond. So, Michael, I'd just like to say thanks for taking the time to chat today. We'll hear back from Michael DeCesare again very soon.
Thank you, George, and I was happy to participate, and I look forward to a future event.
Please tune in next time when we'll discuss more issues in clinical health. Until then, this is George Barakat, hoping you'll live your best life.
You've been listening to On Call, a podcast about the modern approach to healthcare. To download this and other episodes of On Call with full show notes, links, and more information about Jack Nathan, please visit jacknathanhealth.com. If you have any questions about this podcast, you can email george@jacknathanhealth.com. On Call is produced by Jamie Busson. Thanks for listening.